USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As millions begin to return home after traveling for the holidays, health officials fear that another coronavirus surge may soon follow. Admiral Brekerar says high numbers of travelers don't necessarily mean another spike in coronavirus cases are coming. He tells ABC News that if people continue to use prevention methods, a surge could be avoided.
How bad it will get really depends on what people do. After Thanksgiving in the Midwest and the Northern Plains, we did not see a spike in cases, and in fact, it continued to go down. So if people do follow rules, limit travel if you can. If you're sick, please don't travel. Always wear a mask and watch your distance. And be careful. It's not really the travel, but it's mixing your bubble with a new bubble once you get there. So it's important to wear masks, physically distance, all the things we talk about. So it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have another spike, but we're certainly at higher risk.
This is USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
A measure to raise coronavirus stimulus checks to $2,000 for most Americans will head to the Senate Tuesday, though many believe there won't be much support of it in that chamber. The House passed the bill Monday evening as a few dozen Republicans joined nearly all Democratic representatives to okay the bill that President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to pass. Senator Marsha Blackburn says this effort could have happened months ago. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had plenty of chances to bring this idea forward.
One of the things that is so frustrating about this is that you could have had a lot more money than $2,000 in the pocket of hardworking Americans if back in July or September or twice in October or in November that they had voted to increase unemployment by $300 per week.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The actions of officers of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department have drawn universal praise in getting people away from the area of the Christmas morning bombing. Congressman Tim Burchett praised their heroism for saving many lives. The Tennessee Republican told Fox News that it was an example of the bravery displayed on a daily basis by law enforcement officers.
But you had police knowing that an explosion was going to happen. And then they went and literally knocked on the doors, I think, of around 57 families who could have lost their lives. And because of their heroism, no lives were lost. And I think that reiterates what every law enforcement man or woman does every single day when they put on that badge. They know that their lives, they could be called in to risk their lives. And that's exactly what these four excellent examples did. And of course, our Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the FBI's investigation, further investigation to find out who it was. And I suspect we'll hear a motive soon, but right now that seems to be in question.
And on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills hammered the New England Patriots 38-9. Bills quarterback Josh Allen threw for 320 yards and four touchdowns, three of those going to Stephon Diggs to go with his nine catches and 145 yards. The Bills becoming the first AFC East team to sweep the Patriots in 19 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.